Welcome to this beginner lesson on Shuffle in Ableton Live 12, and how to use it to bring in that human, chop-tonal character for jungle and old-school DNB vibes. If you've ever heard a drum loop and thought, why does this one feel alive, and mine feels like a robot? A lot of the time, the answer is groove. Not just sound choice, not just effects. Groove. In DNB, especially jungle and old-school styles, the timing itself is part of the vibe. A little swing. A few tiny nudges and suddenly the beat starts breathing. In this lesson, we're going to take a straight drum pattern and make it feel more like it was sampled from vinyl, chopped up, and played by somebody with a real sense of pocket. We'll use Ableton's stock tools, keep things beginner-friendly, and build a loop that feels mix-ready and DJ-friendly. Let's start by setting up a clean foundation. Open a new Ableton Live 12 set and set the tempo to around 170 BPM. If you want a slightly more classic jungle feel, anywhere from 168 to 172 BPM is a great range. If you want it a bit heavier and more rollerish, you can push it a little higher, but for this lesson, 170 is a solid sweet spot. Create two MIDI tracks, one for drums, one for bass. On the drum track, load a drum rack. Keep it simple at first. Put a kick on one pad, a snare on another, and add a closed hat and maybe an open hat or ride if you want. If you have a break sample you like, great, but don't worry about that yet. The goal is to hear the groove changes clearly, so simple is better. Now program a basic DNB pattern. Keep it straight at first. Put the snare on beats 2 and 4. Add a kick on beat 1, and maybe a few supporting hits around it. Then add hats on steady 16ths or 8ths. Don't get fancy yet. You want a loop that feels solid before you start moving anything around. This is really important. Shuffle works best when the pattern already makes sense. Groove won't rescue a weak drum loop. It just gives a good loop personality. Once your pattern is looping, open Ableton's groove pool. This is where the magic starts. Instead of randomly nudging notes by hand right away, use a swing groove from the groove pool. Start around 55 to 58% swing. That's usually enough to give the hats and smaller hits a little lilt without making the whole beat fall over. Apply the groove to the clip and listen closely. Focus first on the hats and any lighter percussion. The snare should still feel strong and stable. In jungle and old-school DNB, the snare is often the anchor. It tells the listener where the bar lies. If the snare starts wandering too much, the groove can lose that confident, select-ready feel. If the beat feels too stiff, increase the swing a tiny bit. If it starts sounding too loose or too modern in a bad way, back it off. At this tempo, a small change can make a big difference. That's one of the main things to remember here. At 170 BPM, tiny edits matter more than you think. Now let's add the human touch by hand. Open the MIDI clip and zoom in a little. Look at your hats, ghost notes, and any small percussion hits. Nudge a few of them slightly late, maybe just a few milliseconds. Don't push everything around. Keep the kick tighter. Keep the snare mostly locked. Let the smaller notes do the dancing. That contrast is a huge part of the chopped vinyl feel. The main hits stay solid, while the in-between stuff feels a little imperfect, a little alive. That's what makes it sound like a real break, being cut up and reassembled, instead of a perfectly quantized loop. A good rule of thumb is this. Main snare almost on the grid, hat slightly behind the grid, and ghost notes can sit a touch ahead if you want a little forward motion. Again, tiny changes. We're not dragging notes wildly out of time. We're shaping the pocket. If you want to go deeper into that jungle sound, try working with a break sample. You can drop a break into simpler, use slice mode, or slice it to a drum rack. Then rebuild a pattern from the slices. Once it's on pads, you can trigger parts of the break in your own rhythm, which is perfect for that chopped old-school style. When you do that, keep the warp mode appropriate for drums, and preserve the transient so the break still hits with clarity. Then apply a little groove from the groove pool. This is where the sound starts feeling more like a sampled record than a loop from a box. If the break feels too clean, add a little saturator after it. A small amount of drive can help the slices feel a bit more worn-in and vinyl-like. We're not trying to destroy the sound. We're just adding some attitude. Now let's talk bass, because shuffle only works if the bass respects the pocket. On your second track, create a simple bass line using something like operator or wavitable. Keep the bass mono with utility. Use a low-pass filter or a gentle filter shape so the low end stays focused. Then write a bass rhythm that leaves room for the snare. A simple beginner approach works really well here. Let the sub hit on beat 1. Maybe add another note after the snare, and build a little call and response shape in the second half of the bar. Don't overcrowd the drums. If the bass is too busy, It'll fight the swing instead of dancing with it. That's a big DNB lesson right there. The bass should lock into the groove, not sit on top of it like it owns the place. When the bass and the shuffle drums answer each other, the loop starts feeling musical, not just programmed. Now let's give the drums some old school punch. Group your drum sounds together or route them to a drum bus. Then add a few stock processors. EQ 8 first, just to clean up any unnecessary low rumble. If needed, high pass gently around 25 to 35 Hz. Then add drum bus for some drive and attitude. Keep it subtle. A little drive goes a long way. You can add a little saturator too, just enough to bring out some edge and harmonics. If the hats are getting too sharp, tame them with EQ 8. Maybe a gentle cut somewhere in the upper highs if needed. You want crack and air, not harshness. The goal is punchy, worn in, and vibey, not painful. Also, keep checking the loop at low volume. That's a great trick. If the shuffle only feels good when the beat is loud, then the groove might be relying too much on transients and not enough on actual rhythm. You want the pocket to survive even when the volume comes down. Now, because this lesson is about DJ tools and mix-friendly arrangement, let's think like a selector for a minute. Build a simple 16-bar structure. You could start with a filtered intro, then bring in the full shuffled drums and bass, then create a little switch up by dropping the kick out for a bar, then add a small fill or extra percussion layer later on. That gives the loop movement without losing its identity. Use auto filter to open and close the drums for transition energy. Use reverb or delay very lightly for one bar throws. Maybe automate the bass filter so it opens up into the drop. Small arrangement moves like that make the groove feel intentional and DJ ready. This matters in DNB because DJs need sections that mix well at speed. You want intros and outros that leave room, while still carrying enough personality to feel exciting. A clean, looping drum intro with a bit of shuffle can be super useful in a mix. Here's a very useful exercise: duplicate your drum clip. Leave one version straight and make the other version shuffled. Flip between them and listen. Which one feels more alive? Which one makes the bass groove better? Which one sounds more like old school DNB instead of a generic MIDI pattern? This comparison is powerful because it helps you hear the groove, not just see it. Sometimes the better version is only a tiny bit more swung. Sometimes it's one late hat or one extra ghost note that makes the whole thing click. If you want an extra level of realism, resample your groove. Record the drum loop onto a new audio track, then consolidate the best section. After that, you can slice it again or gently process it for more character. A little saturator, a tiny bit of redux if you want roughness, or some filtered noise can all help the loop feel more like a damaged, reassembled record phrase. That's a classic jungle mindset right there. Sample, chop, rechop, and make the drums feel alive again. A few quick reminders as you work. Don't overshuffle everything. Keep the kick and snare strong, and let the smaller elements move more. Don't use too much swing at high BPM. And don't let the bass get so busy that it crowds the groove. Subs should stay disciplined and mono, while the tops can dance a little. Also, think in layers. The best shuffle in jungle usually comes from a few different rhythm behaviors working together. A stable backbone, a moving hat layer, a slightly messy break layer. One groove setting alone usually isn't enough. So here's your mini practice goal. Set the tempo to 172 BPM. Build a basic one-bar drum pattern. Apply a groove pool swing preset around 56%. Manually nudge a few hats or ghost notes late. Add a simple mono bass line, and then lightly process the drums with drum bus or saturator. Loop it for 4 bars and compare the shuffle on and off. If you have time, do one extra pass, remove the kick for 1 bar, add a filter sweep, and listen to whether it feels like a proper DJ transition. That's how you start hearing your loops like a producer and a selector. So to wrap it up, shuffle in Ableton Live 12 is one of the fastest ways to give your drums that jungle and old school DNB energy. Start straight, swing subtly, keep the snare stable, let the hats and ghost notes breathe, and keep your bass locked in. Use Ableton's stock tools, trust tiny timing changes, and aim for that choptinal feel. A little shuffle goes a long way in DNB. Now go build that loop and make it breathe.